Okay, so is intelligence not always a positive thing? Yes. Actually, as I said, na, there are the words, different words are used in different contexts. So, in the Bhagavad Gita's context, normally when we use the word intelligence, you know, some person is very intelligent. So, that is used as a positive quality. So, yes, in that sense, we could say even the, say, the scientists who developed the atom bombs, they were also intelligent people. So intelligence as a ability to say process information, intelligence as a ability to analyze, to observe, to see a pattern, or even for example for that matter to memorize, all this is more in the realm of information processing. And that information processing capacity is a gift that we get based on our past karma. Some people have it more and some people have it less. But more fun, but another, so today when people talk about IQ, intelligence quotient, they usually refer to this primary information processing ability. And then now psychologists recognize that IQ alone is not an adequate parameter of success. So they talk also about EQ, emotional quotient, how much people can have the sensitivity to understand other people's feelings, to respond appropriately in relationships. So a high IQ does not mean necessarily a high EQ. So basically intelligence has different aspects. So intelligence in terms of information processing capacity is a useful tool, but far more foundational is intelligence as a resource for ethical decision making. So some people may have a lot of information processing capacity, but they may use it to justify their unethical activities. So then in that case, the intelligence becomes bad. Although the intelligence is there, but it becomes destructively used. In the Ishopanishad, it is said that andham tamah pravishanti ye avidyam upasate tato bhuya ivate tama ye uvidyayam rataha. Those who are in ignorance, they will enter into darkness. But those who are in so-called knowledge, they will enter into deeper darkness. So that means those who have their intelligence, ya uvidyayam rata, those who have their intelligence, but they use it for destructive purposes. Then they rationalize their wrong activities and thus they go deeper into ignorance. So I often say that to be in ignorance is bad. To be in ignorance of one's ignorance is worst. But then to be in ignorance of one's ignorance and to declare knowledge to be ignorance and to conversely declare ignorance to be knowledge, that is actually the worst. So in the mode of ignorance, this is often what happens. And that's why intelligence is not always a resource that will lead to good. It is a useful resource, it is a powerful resource, but there is a fundamental aspect of intelligence, which is the ethical decision-making capacity. And if that is not sound, then the information processing aspect of intelligence or other aspects of intelligence will be misused.